Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight, and we're talking bass fishing. That's right. Mercer County has had a bass fishing team. Well, even prior to consolidation, all 9 years that the IHSA has offered a state tournament series in bass fishing, we've had a local team, and we're going to talk things over with Mercer County sophomore Cody Haglock. And first up, Cody, I know it's a serious business, right? I know you have fun fishing, but this is kind of fun when it's a state tournament series, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It can get very serious.
Well, and explain a little bit about how it's determined, because I know there are a number of kids that are on the bass fishing team, I think, you know, over 20 or something like that in past years, and you only get two boats at the sectional with two kids per boat. So you'll be in one of those boats on Friday, I believe, with Gage Welch. So how does that work? How is it determined that you get to move on?
Well, it's determined by how long the fish is. So we catch a fish, we have a bunk board, we measure out the fish from head to toe, we have someone verify it for us, then we write it on a sheet. By the end of our little tournament we have, we go back to the Ag building. Mr. Hart has a sheet for us that determines the average weight the fish length would be.
Well, how excited are you to get this experience? I know you'll be up in Savannah on Friday, and I think it's Pool 13 just off the Mississippi River. So just tell us what you're looking forward to this week.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Hoping for some good weather, and hopefully we can catch plenty of fish, both boats, in fact. Because this right now is my first time ever going to sectionals for bass fishing, and I'm really excited for this.
Well, tell us about your life in fishing. You told me a neat story on how you kind of got hooked.
Yeah, it was ever since I was a young kid, probably 5 years old, probably maybe a little older. My grandpa took me out fishing one time, out to a little pond, caught my first fish. It was a little largemouth bass, only about 5 inches. I got so excited, he told me, hey, why don't you call your parents? And I gave them both a call, and they were both very happy for me. And that's when I started to get hooked on fishing.
All right. Well, and what is your schedule like then this year? So you have different events. Just kind of explain a little bit how the season works. I know you, when I've talked to Coach Hart before, there's, you know, lure making and I think some rod work that's done with this as well. Kind of explain how the season works and what some of you kids do.
Well, first off, we have a meeting about rod building, and then over this year we had another meeting about team jerseys that we got this year. So we start off with those meetings. We do some rod building processes. That's like a month before we even start fishing. And then once that progresses, then they have lure building as well. Once we have all that finished up, then we start with a meeting that goes over how we're fishing. They give us a schedule. We fish every Tuesday and Thursday from around 3:30 to 6 or sometimes 6:30. It always depends on how many fish we would catch and how bad the fish are biting.
Well, they say a bad day fishing equals a good day of working, right? I believe that's true, especially when you get a fish for 3 hours after school. How many kids this year? I know in past years there's been as many as, I think over 20 kids. How many kids are involved in bass fishing this year, do you know?
Well, same thing as last year. There was like 25 kids, and I would say it's about the same number this year. It's hardly ever changed.
All right. Do you know, you know a little bit about, so is it mostly farm ponds you fish at here, you know, getting ready for the sectional? And what do you know about, I guess, that Pool 13 location off the Mississippi River?
Well, yes, we do fish on farm ponds, and I will say this, it is very different to fish from farm ponds to practice on than you go to sectionals and you're on the Mississippi River. It's such a big difference. So you have to counter for some other things like currents, and you have to be watching out for any beds for where the bass are sitting for this time of the year anyways. And it's always difficult because you're going from standing on the side of the bank casting out on a farm pond to on a boat in the middle of the water on a moving river.
All right. Well, good luck Friday. And again, it's Cody Haglock and Gage Welch will be in one of the boats for Mercer County. And then I think Noah Price and Jack Benz in the other boat. Again, at Pool 13 is the site of the IHSA sectional. And I tell you, it's awesome. I'm going to tell tell Aaron Hart I want one of those bass fishing jerseys that you guys got now. So, Cody Hagelock, good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight.